defeat. That theory's backed up by empirical evidence. We're gonna grind up your guys into burger meat. Again, of course, we're speaking in the figurative sense. What's the use of...
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time once again for another edition of Sports in Focus. Here is Adam Walsky.
Happy New Year, everyone. 2015 is here, and the new year always seems to bring a sense of optimism and anticipation. So let's look ahead and hopefully up. Besides successful seasons and championships for my favorite teams in each sport, here are a few things I'd like to see this year. I hope the NFL can get its player conduct issue under control. The Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson stories last year put the NFL front and center on domestic violence, but other sports players face that issue too. Here's hoping baseball has curbed its PED epidemic. And if the rapid decline in offense the last few years is an indication, I have to believe the sport is cleaner. Can the NBA do a better job with its playoff scheduling? In 2014, there were 3 off days between games in the conference finals, 2 off days between finals games in the same city. In hockey, where things always seem to be a little different, get the mumps under control, please. With Sports in Focus, I'm Adam Walsky. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Adam. When you go to the store, what do you buy? Do you buy name brands or do you buy the generic one? I buy generic sometimes. Why spend $4 on ketchup for some fancy schmancy name when the good old store brand is going to be able to get the job done? We do that all the time, and it's fine. But, you know, I realized a couple of weeks ago, in some of the supermarkets, there is now a level even below the generic store brand. So I tried that, and it was actually $1 for this big thing of ketchup. Turns out it really wasn't ketchup. It was just red water. And my wife got quite upset, and we didn't even make it all the way through the bottle, so back I went to the store, and I still bought the generic one. And they're fine. You're just paying for a name and, you know, the traditional name, and we all know what some of these names are in some of these brands, especially when it comes to food. So when it comes to a can of stewed tomatoes, the store brand is usually just as good and will get the job done and keep your meatloaf congealed as it needs to. So, but there are things that there is an opinion now that you should not buy generic. Being frugal is a good thing, but sometimes it goes too far. On the website Poverty Living, an author cites instances in which people take frugality to the extreme. Now, these are the types of things you may see on the TLC show Extreme Cheapskates. Here are a few examples from the site and from that TLC show. The first one, using reusable cloth instead of toilet paper. Okay, then. Honey, it's time to do the laundry. No, I don't think I'm going to be doing it. I would never do the laundry again if I was the one that had to wash that reusable cloth. The next one, eating expired or half-eaten foods to avoid high grocery bills. That's terrible, and that's sad. And you know what? In this country, that is a sin if that has to go on anywhere. You never eat expired foods or half-eaten foods. And if that's the case, get help immediately for you and your family. What about reusing dirty undergarments to avoid washing them? You know what? I think it's just time to wash them. Having several family members take turns bathing in the same bathwater to save on water bills? Really? I've never watched this show, Extreme Cheapskates. All of a sudden, I feel like watching it now. Cousin Bill has been here before me. Yeah, that sure looks like he was in here. Haggling every store clerk and vendor you come into contact with. Really? Can you do that? Can you stand? You know what? Let's say you go in and fill up your carriage at the supermarket and you're standing there. Can you try to bargain down every price? Look, you know what? These maraschino cherries, it says $2.99. I'll give you $2.49. What do you think? Just, you know, you should try to do that just to see the expression on the cashier's face and see how long it takes before the manager is called and you're ejected from the store. The last one, again, this is from Extreme Cheapskates from that wonderful TLC show. Washing dishes in a child's kiddie pool using the same water the children played in to save water. Really, does anybody do this? I mean, does anybody really have to do that? How much water are you going to save by doing that? Again, this is from Extreme Cheapskates. We actually have TLC on demand on our cable system, and it's amazing when they set up the protocols for this. You know, you bring it up on your screen. TLC, teaching life's lessons that you just cannot learn elsewhere. Obviously, that was long before the days of Honey Boo Boo and extreme cheapskates. All right, so being economical is generally productive when it's not taken to the extreme in these ridiculous cases. There are, however, some purchases we make where being too frugal may cause problems later on. Here are items that shelling out a little extra cash now will save you aggravation, time, or money in the future, and there is a list of these generic items that it is generally thought of that you should stay away from. The first one, batteries. Whether for your car, tablet, smartphone, or a kid's toy, features you want in a battery are longevity and reliability. When it comes to batteries, you get what you pay for. A study published on MSN revealed that battery value is well reflected within its cost, and the cost for generic versus brand names for batteries is about equal. This means that a dollar store non-alkaline battery may last 10 hours and cost a dollar, just as an example, whereas a Duracell or Energizer may cost $5 but last 50 hours. Therefore, cost per unit energy is about the same. The difference is, however, your time. You may have to spend more time going to the store and purchasing batteries, and you will have to change your batteries more frequently. But what if you only have the dollar to shell out for a battery right now? You'll worry about getting another battery when that battery runs out. When it comes to tablet and phone batteries, the difference between brand name and generic is more pronounced. A major feature highlighted in a good mobile product is its battery life. And if you need a replacement, going generic may not be the best idea. Third-party batteries often use less expensive materials, resulting in a battery that degrades more quickly in daily use or fails to match the original's performance. A lot of times now for cell batteries, you don't really have a choice. My service center for my my smartphone, it's not a service center anymore. All they'll do is sell me a new phone. So off I went to some battery store, and they sold me, and I forgot the brand name of the battery, and I'm really not going to take my phone apart to actually look for it right now. And I noticed that it doesn't charge as well as the battery that originally came with my Galaxy, so maybe they do have a point. Certain toiletries, so fresh and so clean, or not so much. While you can probably get away with generic cotton swabs or hairspray, certain toiletries like deodorant, razors, lotion, and perfumes are generally not items you should buy from the generic budget bin. WebMD says we have between 2 million and 4 million sweat glands in our bodies. I didn't know that. Which release several liters of perspired sweat each day. How lovely. Containing ingredients like aluminum-based compounds, parabens, and fragrances, deodorant helps keep our sweating in check. It's probably best to go with a trusted brand. As for items like perfume and lotion, it's a good idea to put out a little cash for these too. You put these products on your skin and in sensitive places. These products undergo a degree of testing for safety and effectiveness. When you buy a fake, you may get a product that hasn't been extensively tested. An ABC News report examined counterfeit perfume. Active ingredients found in counterfeit fragrance include things like urine, bacteria, and antifreeze. This according to Valerie Sellenbier, Senior Vice President and Publisher of Harper's Bazaar. They're still around? Think about that again, all right? If you go out and buy a generic perfume for that special woman in your life, you may be handing her a bottle of urine, bacteria, and antifreeze. What do you get the woman that has almost everything? You know, I'm just thinking of the next time we cut a network promo for the show. Wouldn't that be interesting if we just threw that in there as one of the highlights of the program? Well, you know what, folks, when you go out, well, never mind. Certain food products. Again, these are things you should not buy generically or the generic brand of which. Many food products have excellent generic substitutes. The packaging and a few ingredients are the only real differences aside from the prices of many of these products. Oftentimes, buying generic means getting a great deal. With some food items, however, generic is the wrong way to go. A certain publication included a list of foods you should avoid buying generic. The publication suggests we stay away from generic processed cheeses, as taste and quality generally do not compare to the established brands. Generic diet foods can also be quite iffy, as they may not have perfected the taste as many of the larger brands have. The publication also included soda, butter, spaghetti sauce, ketchup, see? And beer as items that are best not to buy generic. There's generic beer? You could just walk in and buy ABC store beer? I didn't know that. But this, of course, depends on each individual's taste preferences. All right, as I mentioned at the beginning of the segment, many food products, you can very easily buy the generic version of it, and you have no problems at all. I buy generic bread. I talked about the generic ketchup, thus the generic mustard, mayonnaise. It tastes the same, and it's like a dollar difference. Once you get into some of the breakfast cereals, yeah, you start to taste the difference with the generics. There was one time I felt like I was eating cardboard. It just wasn't very good. So I normally stick to the name brands when it comes to that. But oatmeal, I'll get the store brand oatmeal. I think you just have to be smart. When it comes to some of these toiletries, we kidded around with this like body lotion and things you do just apply to your skin. Sometimes then I would not be going into the dollar store to buy things that you're going to rub onto your skin and places of your body where you really don't want to take chances. When you can save money, you do. But when you need to pamper yourself and your kids, well, you do that as well. Well, stay with us because when we come back, we will be talking about things that may indicate that you work in a toxic company culture. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. There is no place on earth where a human being has not set foot. And it's getting to be like that with security cameras. Next time you roll the bike out, know wherever you go that Big Brother is watching. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. No matter how much we complain, the government wants to ramp up the watching and listening. Soon, as there is no place on earth without trash, so it will be with so-called security cameras. Aside from extremely rural areas, wherever you may ride, at some point in your travel, you'll be digitally recorded. Something to consider when feeling the oats. Big Brother is watching. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He was the captain of the 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team, leading the Americans to gold. And it was his goal which vanquished the rival Soviet Union. So where is Mike Arruzzioni now? After winning the gold, Mike retired as a player. He went into broadcasting and worked for the Rangers and the Devils. Mike's a co-owner of the minor league Omaha Lancers, and he's the director of special outreach for his alma mater, Boston University. He does like the movie about that 1980 team, Miracle.
When you pull on that jersey, the name on the front is a hell of a lot more important than the one on the back. Get that through your head!
But thinks they made Coach Herb Brooks too soft. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.